晚上能够来这里跟大家一起来学习神的道理，是一件非常快乐的事情。
I'm very happy that tonight I can come here to share with you all the words of God.
那很多人呢都在追求快乐。
Many of us are pursuing happiness.
但是呢，并不一定啊，每个人都真正能够得到快乐。
But not everyone can gain happiness.
啊，虽然有人表面上啊好像是得到快乐的。
Even though some outwardly may appear that they have already obtained happiness.
啊，事实上啊，并没有。
But in reality, they may not.
那我们晚上呢，最主要是查考我们基督徒啊。所认为最快乐的事情是什么
？So tonight we would like to study what is the happiest thing a Christian can feel.
当然，可能每一个人的答案呢、啊、都会不一样。
Maybe each of us have a different answer.
那每一个人、啊、可能会给予、啊、不同的定义、啊、快乐的定义是什么
？And everyone can have a different definition of what is happiness.
那神起初啊，他创造了天地。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
那是一件很快乐的事情。
That was a happy thing that he did.
因为天使啊，在天上啊，就拍手叫好。
Because even the angels, they acclaimed and they called for joy.
大概只有快乐啊，我们才会拍手叫好啊。
Only when you're happy, then you will clap.
不知道有没有人在痛苦当中啊。还会拍手叫好。
I don't know if you know anyone who actually claps when they are sad.
所以可见神在创造大地的时候是非常快乐的事情。
Therefore, we can say that when God created heaven and earth, it was a happy thing that He did.
那神创造大地呢，还要包括创造人类。
When God created heaven and earth, that includes creating human beings.
那神创造人类呢，他有更高一层的计划。
And when he created human beings, he had a higher plan for the humans.
栽种了一个伊甸园。
And he created a garden of Eden.
这个伊甸园呢，圣经是说栽种啊，中文是说设立。那事实上是神栽种了一个花园呢。
It's kind of like a garden that God has set.
那这个花园呢，是神的精心设计的，而且是亲自栽种很多的果树，很多的。
And in this garden, God created the garden, even designed it, and He planted many trees in the garden.
那不但是栽种一个花园呢，神还围上了篱笆哈，来保护这个园地。
And not only did He design this garden, He even built a barrier around the garden to protect this garden.
那一切都好了以后
，When everything was ready,
那神也是看着很高兴。
God was happy.
然后就把人啊，他所造的人出了一口气以后，就变成有灵的活人，把它放在伊甸园里。
And he breathed one breath, and he created human beings, and he put the human beings in the Garden of Eden.
那人在这个伊甸园里呢，非常的快乐。
And as the humans lived happily in the Garden of Eden.
不要说一个花园啊，光是我们普通教会啊，种一些花草树木哈、啊，我们看了也会觉得很。心里面很清爽。
Not only to say that only in the Garden of Eden, even in Bowen Park Church here, if we plant trees and flowers, even ourselves when we look at it, we will feel joyful.
那有的教会呢，很会种花草树木。
And some churches they actually plant a lot of trees and flowers.
尤其是在春天的时候，这些花都开花了，红的各种颜色都有。
Especially during springtime when the flowers blossom, different colors exist.
让人的心旷神怡。
And so we feel happy and released.
让人觉得很快乐。
We feel joyful.
那我们中国人呢，种花还不够了。
But for some Chinese, planting is not enough.
还要种些果树来吃啊。
Some people will actually plant fruit trees so they can reap from the fruit.
所以神也是一样，神也是在里面种一些果树。
So just like that, God also planted fruit trees in the garden.
果树都非常漂亮。
The fruit trees are very beautiful.
所以让人觉得非常的高兴。
So in order for human beings to feel joyful.
那些果树啊，每个都很大。
And those fruit trees produce great fruits.
神所造的不需要经过基因改良，这个也非常大。
Everything that God created, we do not need to go through genetic changes, God, the fruits itself are, can make them very big.
颜色又好看,
the colors are beautiful.
所以人就很高兴啊, 就看了以后啊, 就可以摘下来吃啊。
And when human beings saw that, they were joyful, therefore they eat from the fruit.
啊, 那个园地也是很特别,
and that land itself was very unique.
那个园地还有金金哦, 还有宝石啊。
That land was filled with gems and gold.
金金宝石可能是已经暴露在外面了。
Probably you can see it with your visual eye.
不需要去挖了。
You don't need to dig them.
不需要再去冶金啊，再去提炼。
You don't need to search for them.
因为当时也没有什么工厂啊。
Or you don't need to refine them because at that time there was no such technology.
所以那个金金宝石一定是暴露在外面。
Therefore, we say that the gems and the gold probably are in the visible areas.
所以让神所造的人在里头啊，觉得很快乐，因为有这些金金宝石。
So human beings living in that garden will feel joyful and happy because of those treasures.
啊，不知道大家在座的有没有带着金金宝石啊，这个钻石。
I don't know if anyone sitting among you wear any gold or gems.
啊，请你看一看是不是很漂亮啊。
Take a look at it. Aren't they beautiful?
那个宝石啊，是几百个克拉的。
Diamonds are probably 100 carats.
我们只是一个克拉就很高兴了。
We are so happy just seeing 1 carat of diamond.
里面的宝石是几百克拉，你看多高兴。
But those diamonds, they're probably 100 carats.
这真是很喜乐的。That's
something make you very joyful.
非常快乐的。Something
very happy.
那在里头呢，不是说在里面闲着，哇，闲着太久的话也是很难受。
And in the garden, it's not like you just dwell and do nothing.
里面呢还有事情可以做啊。
In that garden, there are plenty of things that you can do.
啊，神让他们看守管理。
God makes them manage everything that they see.
所以他们有事情可以做。
So they have something that they can do.
啊，又不会太忙。
And they will not be too busy either.
啊，又刚刚好。
Everything is just right.
所以人啊，就会很快乐。
So human beings are very happy in that garden.
太忙的话，也会把身体弄坏呢。
Because if they're too busy, they might be tired out.
啊，太闲的话也是会闲坏的，不好。
But if they're too idle, then that may not be too good either.
刚刚好。
Everything was just right.
啊，神啊，在造一个女人啊，来跟男人作伴。
And God created a woman to accompany the man.
啊，让这个男人呢，就这样非常珍惜呀。
Something for the man to treasure.
因为那是从男人的肋骨啊取出来制造的。
Because that was created from the bones of the man.
啊，圣经没有说啊，是一条肋骨还是两条肋骨。
The Bible didn't say either from one bone or two bones.
啊，不管是几条啊，就是从男人而出的。
No matter from how many bones, it was created from the man.
就男人啊，施舍啊，男人的给予。
It was sacrifice that came from the man.
那给予啊，就是一种快乐啊。
And when you sacrifice something, it's happiness.
当然很多人呢，舍不得给呀。
Of course, there are some people who are not very willing to sacrifice anything.
都以为我给了以后就是我的损失啊。
They feel that if I sacrifice anything, then it's my loss.
所以我说不能够给你呀。
Therefore, I'm not willing to give.
但事实上，在当时伊甸园里的人呢，是认为这样。 给予啊，就是一种快乐。
But back then, for the human being that lived in the Garden of Eden, he understood that giving is a type of happiness.
所以男人啊，非常珍惜女人。
Therefore, man treasures the woman.
他说啊，这是我骨中骨啊，肉中肉啊。
He said, "This is the bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh."
啊，珍惜啊，就是一种快乐。
To treasure something is a happiness that one can obtain.
太有钱啊，也不会快乐。为什么？因为 钱太多就不会珍惜啊。
If someone is too wealthy, they may not be happy because they have too much money. They don't know how to treasure that.
石头太多了，也是一堆废物啊。
When you have too many stones, it's just trash.
但你只要全世界只有一颗石头，不管那个石头是多么的难看，就很宝贵。
But if in the whole world there's only one piece of stone, no matter how ugly the stone is, you will learn to treasure it because that will become a treasure in itself.
圣经上形容主耶稣啊，就像一颗被丢弃的石头一样。
The Bible describes Jesus Christ as being a stone that had been thrown away.
但全世界就是那么一颗。
But in the whole world there is only one stone.
所以他是宝石啊。
Therefore, Jesus Christ is a treasure.
所以我们要珍惜。
Therefore, we should treasure him.
当时亚当在伊甸园里就很珍惜女人。
Just like how Adam really treasured the woman.
珍惜就是一种快乐啊。
Because to treasure something is happiness.
因为这是他施舍以后呢，他所得来的。
Because this is what he obtained from his sacrifice.
没有施舍的话，你就没有得。
When you don't sacrifice, then you don't gain.
经过施舍以后而得来的，你就觉得很珍惜啊。
But if it's something that you gain because of your sacrifice, then you will learn to treasure it.
珍惜就是一种快乐啊。
Because to treasure something is a happiness.
但是在伊甸园里最快乐的一件事是什么？
But what is the happiest thing in the Garden of Eden?
我们请看创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第二章二十六节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 26. 第二章二十六节。
对，啊，二十四。创世纪第二章二十四节。
I'm sorry, it's Genesis chapter 2 verse 24.
因此啊，第二章二十四，因此人要离开父母与妻子联合。两人成为一体。二十五。
25.
当时夫妻两人赤身露体啊，并不羞耻。这里是伊甸园里快乐的最高点。
Verse 24, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. 25, the man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. Here describes the happiest thing in the Garden of Eden.
我们结婚典礼的时候一定会读到这段经文呢。
Every time when we have a wedding, we will read these few verses.
那有人说啊，当时啊，夫妻两个人是容光体啊。所以他们赤身露体啊，都不会看到羞耻的。
Some people say that here the man and the woman they were both naked and they feel no shame. They were both very happy.
要容光体啊。
Their body was very glorious.
当然圣经没有这样写的。
Of course, the Bible doesn't say that here.
那我们今天呢，就经常，尤其是新人结婚的时候啊，鼓励他们。
Especially during weddings, we will encourage the youth, as described here, to unite and become one.
啊，两人成为一体以后呢，啊，夫妻两个人就是赤身露体也不会觉得羞耻。
And when two become one, even if they're both naked, they will feel no shame.
那他们犯罪以后，他们就知道羞耻。
But later, because they sin, then they felt the shame.
所以好像是犯罪以后啊，才会觉得羞耻。
It seems that after they sin, they felt the shame.
那不犯罪好像就不会羞耻。
So if you don't sin, then you won't feel the shame.
但是现在很多没有信主的年轻人呢，他们赤身露体也不会觉得羞耻。
But unfortunately, nowadays there are many youth that when they are naked, they don't even feel that shame.
那他们也不是在伊甸园里。
But they are not living in the Garden of Eden.
他们是在罪恶的原地。
They live in the land of sin.
所以当时啊，他们在罪恶的原地啊，赤身裸体也不会羞耻的。
And even living in the land of sin, when they were naked, they still feel no shame.
所以这样解释呢，就好像不大顺。
And so if you use that to explain, it doesn't seem to flow.
当然当时希伯来人呢，他们在写圣经的时候。
Back when the Hebrews wrote the Bible.
因为他们的文字啊，字不多啊。
Because they didn't have many words to use.
所以他们就说一个字呢有很多种的意思。
Therefore, they often use one word and carry multiple meanings.
就是你看当时是怎么一个环境。
You have to refer to the environment that they were describing.
还有看看你前后文是什么。
And you have to read the front passage and the following passage to really understand what they actually mean.
有时候我们英文也是一样，一个字呢有很多各种不同的意思。
Just like English, sometimes you might find one word with multiple meanings.
那葡萄牙文呢更是这样子。
Especially in Portuguese.
啊，它一个字呢有很多个意思啊，你要看它前后文。
One word may have multiple meanings, therefore you often need to read the before and the after.
所以当时所说的人要离开父母与妻子联合，两人成为一体。
So here, when it says that man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife,
就是教导我们要保持婚姻的和谐。
This is to teach us that we have to maintain the harmony in marriage.
要保持啊，家庭的和谐。
Is to maintain the harmony within the family.
那当时他们在伊甸园里。
But then when they were in the Garden of Eden.
那在伊甸园里啊，他们当时啊最喜乐的事情。
And the happiest thing that they had in the Garden of Eden
就两个人啊能够互相尊重互相相爱
is that both of them they can learn to respect one another and to love one another
那当时希伯来人的侍卫他们写这段圣经的时候他们的原意是什么
So back in history when the Hebrews wrote the Bible especially this passage what do they mean
有没有刚刚谈到啊亚当跟夏娃被放在伊甸园里
Just now we talked about how Adam and Eve, they were put in the Garden of Eden.
他们享受了神所预备各种不同的快乐。
They enjoy the different types of happiness that God has prepared for them.
那这里圣经所描写的就是他们快乐的一个最高点。
But here, the happiness the Bible describes is the zenith of their happiness.
那亚当夏娃他们在伊甸园享受快乐。
And when Adam and Eve, they enjoy the happiness in the Garden of Eden.
我们想想。
Let us think about
that. 当时他们是不是有电视机呢?
Do they have TV back then?
当时他们有没有冰箱?
Do they have refrigerator?
有没有瓦斯炉?
Do they have gas stove?
有没有很好的床铺?
Do they have bed?
有没有各种的电器产品?
Do they have all types of entertainment?
他们有没有手机?
Do they have cell phone?
他们什么都没有。
They don't have anything.
但是他们是很快乐。
But they're still very happy.
我们看看两人的赤身露体，这个赤身露体的缘由呢，就是贫穷。
And if you look here, when this man and woman both naked, the original text say that when this man and wife, they were both poor.
并不羞耻，两个人并不觉得干渴。
And they feel no shame. In the original text, it means that they feel no thirst.
当时的两个人是两手空空的。
At that time, both the man and the woman, they were both empty-handed.
他们非常贫穷。
They were both poor.
因为他们也没有电视机。
Because they have no electronics.
没有电脑。
They have no computer.
也没有脚踏车。
They have no bicycle.
啊，什么东西都没有。
They have nothing.
但是他们在神的园子里享受神所预备的一切。
But in the Garden of Eden, they enjoy everything that God prepared for them.
他们虽然是很贫穷。
Even though they were poor.
什么东西都没有。
Even though they have nothing.
都是神的。也不是他们自己买的。
Everything that they enjoy belongs to God and not to them.
也不是他们去赚取而得来的。
Was not something that they worked for and gain.
两个人赤贫呢。
They were both naked poor.
所以我们在形容贫穷的最高级就是赤贫。
So when we talk about the highest point or the zenith of being poor of poverty is that you're naked poor.
啊，所以叫赤身露体啊。赤贫
So according to here, they were both naked.
但是并不觉得干渴
But they feel no thirst.
就是说你觉得很贫穷赤贫但是你并不觉得很有需要
Even though you feel and you have nothing, but you don't feel that need.
所以我们英文叫 want, 你不觉得有需要。
In English, you can say they feel no want.
因为 need 跟 want 不一样啊。
Because need and want is different.
所以当时两个人啊不会觉得有特别的需求，不会觉得很干渴。
So they had no thirst, they had no want.
这个就是在伊甸园最大的快乐了。
And this is the happiest thing in the Garden of Eden.
这是在伊甸园最大的恩典。
This is the greatest grace in the Garden of Eden.
所以最大的恩典是在伊甸园里，虽然是很贫穷，但是不会觉得很干渴，你觉得不会觉得自己非常的贫穷。
So the greatest grace in the Garden of Eden is that you are naked poor, yet you have no want.
所以不会觉得很羞耻啊。
You feel no shame.
因为你要去跟谁比较呢？
Because there's nobody you can compare with. 没有人可以跟你比较
啊。
There's nobody there that you can compare with.
因为他还不知道善恶啊。
They don't know what is good and evil.
他眼睛还没明亮啊。
Their eyes were not bright yet.
眼睛还没看到其他的事情呢。
They have not seen the world.
他眼睛只是看到神的本身，神的预备。
All they see is the preparation of God. All they see is God Himself.
因为当时他还没有吃善恶树啊。
Because at that time, at this time, they have not yet ate the fruit of good and evil. 所以
他们当时两个人是赤身露体，赤身露体并不觉得羞耻。
So here says that they were both naked and they felt no shame.
因为他们没有看见自己的羞耻。
Because they do not see their own shame.
没有看到自己的赤身。
They do not see their own nakedness.
没有看到自己的贫穷。
They do not see their own poverty.
没有看到自己的不足。
They do not see their own lack.
没有看到自己的软弱。
They do not see their own weakness.
没有看到别人的软弱。
They do not see others people's weakness.
没有看到周围 除了神以外的人。
They do not see anybody else except God.
那这是一个最大恩典呢。
And this is the greatest grace.
尤其在这个世界啊经济恐慌的时候
，especially nowadays, today we are in an economic turmoil.
现在经济啊是越来越萧条。
The economy seems to go worse and worse.
啊，当然了，多少会影响我们生活。
And eventually will affect our daily lives.
我想啊，大家是不是有人因为现在经济萧条，荷包啊越来越大？
I don't think anyone, because of the economy, they have more and more money.
应该是啊，荷包啊越来越缩小。
In other words, most people should have less and less money.
但是我们是不是觉得我们不需要什么，已经很满足了？
But do we feel satisfied and we have no want?
我们请看耶利米书。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
17章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 17,
第七。
Verse 7.
倚靠神，以神为可靠的那人有福了。他必像树扎于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到，并不惧怕，叶子仍青翠，在橄榄之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7, but blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Verse 8, he will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes, its leaves are always green, it has no worries in a year of drought, and never fails to bear fruit.
依靠神,
when you rely on God,
当然相反词就依靠自己啊。
The opposite of that is relying on yourself.
依靠神的人有福了。
Those who trust in the Lord are blessed.
依靠神的供应的人有福了。
Those who relied God being supplying them, they are blessed.
不是依靠自己的才能。
It's not relying on your own wealth.
不是依靠自己的产业。
It's not relying on your own possession.
不是依靠自己的智慧。
Nor relying on your own wisdom.
依靠神的人有福了。
Blessed is the woman who trusts in the Lord.
就像亚当夏娃他们在伊甸园一样。
Just like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
他们什么都没有。
They have nothing.
他们只是依靠神的供应。
But all they rely on is God.
他们有福了。
Because, and they are blessed.
他们很快乐。
They are happy.
那圣经说他必像树扎于水旁。
Here the Bible says that he will be like a tree planted by the water.
树栽在水旁的话已经有很有营养分的。
A tree planted by the water is full of nutrition.
它在河边呢必须 要扎根。
And it sends out the roots by the stream.
炎热来到它并不惧怕。
It does not fear when heat comes.
炎热就是表示一种的很不舒服啊。
Heat is uncomfort.
让你觉得很恐慌。
Something that you should be fearful.
也让你觉得很害怕。
Something that you're afraid of.
因为炎热来到的话，会把你的水分吸走啊。
Because when heat comes, it might take away the moist.
炎热来到会把你的资产，会把你的资源吸走。
Because when heat comes, it might take away your possession, your wealth.
一个人的资源被拿走的话，就会觉得很惧怕。
When one's resources has been taken away, then they will feel fear.
所以我们有各种的保险呢。
Because therefore there's all types of insurance out there.
为什么要参加保险
？Why do you join in insurance？
就是怕自己的资源、自己的健康、自己的财产被拿掉。
Because you're afraid that your resources, your possession, your health, your wealth are being taken away.
好像当时约伯一样。
Just like Job.
他所有的资源都被拿掉了。
All his resources were taken away.
他当时没有什么保险制度的。
And there was no insurance back then.
那现在呢？我们的资源都被拿走了。
But right now, what if our possessions have been all taken away?
圣经说啊，依靠神的人呢，他并不惧怕。
But here says that one who relies on God will fear no fear.
这个惧怕的原因呢，就是并不看见。
The original text of fear is that they will not see.
所以依靠神的人。有福了。
But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord.
他必要像树啊，栽在溪水旁。
He will be like a tree planted by the water.
炎热来到。
When heat comes.
各种困难、经济的风波临到他的时候，他没有看见。
When all types of difficulties and tribulations come upon him, he will not see.
啊，请问大家，现在你还不知道有经济风暴的经济海啸的经济说？
If any of you sitting down there don't know that we are going through economic turmoil, please raise your hand.
那你现在还不知道我们的国家正在处于经济危机的情绪说
？If you don't know that our country is going through economic difficult times, please raise your hand.
所以大家眼睛都看到了。
So we all see.
但是依靠神的人呢、啊，他没有看到。
But the one who trusts in the Lord, they will not see.
不知道的人呢、啊，最幸福啊。
The one that doesn't know anything is the most happiest person.
越聪明的人呢、啊，越烦恼啊。
The wisest man is often the one with much worries.
你看孩子婴孩啊。
Look like a baby.
婴孩他是不圣经说啊，应该是不知善恶啊。
The Bible says a child is one with that knows no evil nor good.
婴孩他的眼睛啊，只注重在妈妈。
All they pay attention is on is their mother.
你看有时候婴孩啊，他趴在妈妈的胸怀里。
Like a baby on the mother's bosom.
他咬着奶嘴。
He's eating the milk.
奶嘴的 pacifier.
He's biting the pacifier.
那你再怎么逗他，他的眼睛不会转向你的。
And no matter how you try to grab his attention, he will not turn away.
因为他的眼睛啊是专注在妈妈的身上。
Because all he pays attention is on the mother.
他是以他的妈妈为依靠。
All he relies on is the mother.
因为他不知善恶。
Because he doesn't know
good
nor evil. 他
他没有兴趣。
So he's not interested in whatever you're trying to do.
那当时亚当夏娃他们在伊甸园里就是这样子。
Just like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
虽然当时有一棵善恶树啊。
So back then there was a tree of good and evil.
但是呢，不会引起他的兴趣的。
But they were not interested.
他没有看见。
Because they do not see.
他不知道善恶。
They do not know good and evil.
他的眼睛还没有明亮。
Their eyes were not bright yet.
他不知道什么叫善恶。
They don't know what is good and evil.
他不知道什么叫贪心。
They don't know what is greed.
他不知道什么叫缺点。
They don't know what is a weakness.
他不知道什么叫好与不好。
They don't know what is good and what is bad.
他很幸福。
They were blessed.
所以我们今天呢，在这个经济的风暴里。
So today in this economic turmoil.
我们会会碰到难题。
Maybe we might encounter difficulties.
或许我们的荷包已经缩水了。
Maybe we are short of money.
或许我们退休金已经快泡汤了。我们退休金呢，可能已经缩水了。
Maybe our retirement fund has already shrunk.
炎热已经来到了。
Heat has arrived.
但是我们依靠神。
But if we trust in God,
我们并没有看见。
We will not see.
没看见的话，什么都好办呢。
If you don't see, everything is easy.
你不知道那个。困难有多大
？Because you don't understand how bad the difficulty might be.
你也看不到那个后果是怎么的可怕。
And you don't know how bad the consequences can get.
你眼睛啊只看到耶和华，只看到神呢、啊、
？All you see is God Himself.
只看到神所预备那些果树。
All you see is the preparation and the fruit trees that
are prepared. 只看伊甸园里的宝石金珠呢、啊、
？All you see are the gems and gold in the Garden of Eden.
其他事情你都看不到。
Because everything else you do not see.
这种人最幸福的。
And people like that, they are the happiest.
我们再请看约伯记。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
约伯记二十二章。
Job chapter 22.
二十二章的二十四节。
Verse 24.
约伯记二十二章二十四节。
Job chapter 22, verse 24.
要将你的珍宝啊。丢在尘土里，将俄弗的黄金啊丢在锡和石头之间，全能者就必作为你的珍宝，作为你的宝银。二十六，你就要以全能者为喜乐啊，向神扬起脸来。二十七，你要祷告他，他就要听你，你也要还你的愿。二十八，你定义要做何事啊，必给你成就，亮光也必照耀你的路。这边呢、啊、有两种的。珍宝
Here describe two types of treasure.
一种是物质的珍宝
One type is a physical type.
物质珍宝当人们也是很喜欢的
Of course, all men like physical types of treasure.
那这边所形容的真的是非常人间的稀宝啊，非常宝贵
And what described here is rare among human beings, is very treasure.
但是呢，他说啊， 把它丢在石头啊，把它丢在溪河之间，放水流走。
But here says they are thrown away in the to the rocks and the ravines.
为什么呢
？Why？
这是一个传家宝啊。
Even though they're treasures.
那这就是无价之宝。
Even though they are very valuable.
啊，这些去变卖的话是很多钱的。
And if you sold them, you probably have a lot of money.
这些去变卖的话。它可以养活好几代的人呢。
If you sold those, maybe you it's sufficient for many generations.
但是他把它丢到溪河之间呢，放水流走。
But this person threw them to the rocks and let them go by the ravine.
他以全能者啊为喜乐。
Because he's joyful for the Almighty.
他以全能者为宝贵为珍宝。
Because he treats the Almighty as his gold and the most treasurable.
全能者是什么意思呢
？What is who is the Almighty？
全能者说你要什么他就给你。
Almighty is one that whatever you want he will give you。
你要需要他就给你。
If you have the want then he will give you。
他不会让你饿肚子。
He will not let you go hungry。
你要向他祷告他就听你的。
When you pray to him he will listen to you。
他亮光也要照耀你的路。
And his brightness will shine your pathway。
以神为喜乐。
And you be joyful for the Lord.
那保罗就是这种人呢、啊。
Paul is such type of person.
保罗他出去传福音的时候
，When Paul went goes out to preach，
他还没有什么钱呢、啊。
He carries no money with him.
因为他已经为耶稣啊放弃了一切的地位。
Because for Jesus Christ, he has let go of his possession and his name.
他放弃一切的人间的物质的好处。
He has given out all the benefits that this world might be able to give him.
他出去传福音的时候是两手空空的。
When he goes out preaching, he goes empty-handed.
所以他说、啊、好像是一无所有，却是样样都有。
He said, even though I appear to have nothing, yet I have everything.
好像是贫穷的，却是富足的。
Even though I appear to be poor, yet I'm wealthy.
所以他在缺乏当中了，但是他看不到自己的缺乏。
Even though he is in lack, yet he does not see his lack.
他在贫困当中，他在赤贫当中呢，看不到自己的赤贫呢。
Even though he's naked poor, yet he does not see his nakedness.
但是呢，这个要经过一段学习的功夫啊。
But that often needs to go through a period of training.
好了，这些的我靠着耶稣基督都学会的，样样学的。
But because of Jesus Christ, he has learned that and he was able to learn that.
不是说我想要知足就能够知足的。
It is not able to say I want to be satisfied and then you can be satisfied.
不是说我想要喜乐就能够喜乐的。
It is not able to say I want to be joyful then you are able to be joyful.
要经过一个学习的阶段。
You need to go through a process of training.
因此我们要努力学习这样子。
Therefore we need to learn.
这个最大的幸福啊。
And that is the greatest happiness.
在贫穷当中，在缺乏当中啊，并没有看到自己的缺乏。
In poor and in lack, you don't see your poverty nor your lack.
当时他们在伊甸园里。
When they were in the Garden of Eden.
他们眼睛还没有打开。
When their eyes were not yet open.
他们不知善恶。
They don't know good nor evil.
所以他们不知道对方的缺点。
They don't know the weaknesses of other people.
对方老早就赤身露体了。
Even though the opposite person is already naked.
因为里面的温度啊非常好，不需要穿什么衣服的。
Because in the Garden of Eden, the temperature was just right. They don't need to wear any clothes.、
啊、不是神把他们创造很美好，他们要表现自己的好的体材，所以他就赤身露体啊，不是这样子的。
It is not because God built them so perfect that they want to be naked and show off.
而是当时温度啊非常啊好。
Because it was because the temperature
不冷不热
in the Garden of Eden was just right.
因为是神的原地。
Because it was the land of God.
所以他们老叫赤身露体。
Therefore, they were naked.
但是他们没有看到对方的缺点。
But they did not see the weaknesses of the opposite person.
没有看到对方缺点是最幸福的。
The happiest person is the one that don't see the weakness of the other person.
看到对方缺点你就很痛苦啊。
Because when you see the weaknesses of the other person, it's a painful thing to go through.
啊，假如看到对方缺点你就很高兴，那就有问题了。
If you're very happy when you see the weakness of the other person, there might be something wrong with you.
啊，这个叫居心不良。
It means that you don't have the right heart. You don't have a just heart.
所以看到对方的缺点很痛苦。
But if you're painful when you see the weaknesses of the other person,
有时候你要告诉他，也不是不想告诉他，也不是。
Sometimes it seems that if you tell him doesn't seem right, if you don't tell him doesn't feel right.
有时候你要告诉他的话，他不高兴啊。
If you tell him, the person might not be happy.
有时候人家夫妻这样的夫妻会吵架。
And that's why there are arguments between husband and wife.
朋友会吵架。
there are arguments between friends.
教会弟兄姐妹也是吵架。做教会的弟兄姐妹也是会吵架的。
There are arguments between brothers and sisters in church.
所以没有看到对方缺点是最幸福的。
So unable to see the weaknesses of other people, that is the happiest thing.
可是没有看到对方缺点是没有那么简单的。
But to be able not to see people's weaknesses is not that easy.
有位基督徒的姐妹告诉她先生
There was a wife who told the husband and the wife is a Christian
因为这位基督徒的姐妹她很喜欢批评别人
This wife likes to criticize other people
她知道这是不对的
She knows that this is not right
她想要戒掉这种不好的习惯
And she likes to correct that bad behavior of hers
所以她就告诉她先生
So she tells her husband
她说拜托你今天都不要做事情
Let us not do anything today.
今天都不要做事情啊。
今天。Let us not do anything today.
免得我批评你啊。
Or otherwise, I might have a chance to criticize you.
因为我现在想立志啊，不再批评别人。
Because I have made a determination not to criticize anyone.
所以拜托你不要做事。
So please don't do anything.
可是人怎么可能不做事呢？
But how can someone just idle there and not do anything?
所以可见人家。不批评别人是很难的。
Therefore, as you can see from this example, it is very hard not to criticize anyone.
那假设没有看到别人的缺点呢，是很快乐的。
But it is happy when you don't see other people's weaknesses.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
十一章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 6.
以赛亚书十一章第六节
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 6
豺狼必与绵羊羔同居豹子与山羊羔同卧少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群小孩子要牵引他们第七
Verse 7
牛必与熊同食牛犊必与小熊同卧狮子必吃草与牛一样第八
Verse 8
吃奶的孩子必玩耍必玩耍在肥蛇的洞口断奶的婴儿并按锁在补血的靴上。第九
Verse 9
在我圣山的遍处这一切都不伤人不害物因为认识神的知识要充满遍地好像水充满海洋一般。这边是提到一个动物园。
Here talks about a zoo.
还是神的园地。
This is the land of God.
因为圣经说这是神的圣山。
Here the Bible says that this is the holy mountain of God.
那神的园地豺狼绵羊都关在一起。
And in the garden of God, both the wolf and the lamb, they'll be together.
甚至于人小孩子都关在一起在一起。
And even a little child will live with his animals.
里面还有狮子。
And their lions.
也有豹。
Their leopards.
大家能够相处。
Everyone can live together in harmony.
请问大家敢不敢去跟狮子相处一起睡觉。
Anyone of you dare to sleep with a lion?
敢的请举手。
If you dare, please raise your hand.
我看大家不敢了，就是说你敢的话，给你10万块钱，大家也不敢了。
I don't think anyone dares to do that. Even if I give you $100,000.
十万块太便宜的话，说100万给你100万，你去跟狮子睡觉。
If you think $100,000 is too little, what about $1,000,000? If I give you $1,000,000, will you go and sleep with a lion?
神的伊甸园
But in the Garden of Eden,
人啊，豺狼啊，绵羊羔啊，这些很可爱的小羊啊，小孩子都在一起。
The wolf, the lamb, the leopard, even the little child, they're all together.
都不伤人不害物。
They would not harm each other.
那这些每个人的个性都不一样。
As you can see, all of the animals or characters have different characters.The wolf has its own character. The lion has its own characteristic.
小孩子有小孩子的特性。
And the little child has its own characteristic.
牛有牛的特性。
And the cow has its own characteristic.
每个人的个性都不一样。
Everyone has a different characteristic.
关在一起，大家和平相处。
But even though they live together, they live in harmony.
大家非常喜乐。
They're all very happy.
玩在一起。
They play together.
圣经说玩耍就玩在一起。
The Bible says here that they play together.
在里面办家家酒。
Just playing together.
非常喜乐。
They're very happy.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为啊，认识神的知识啊，要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一样。
Because for the earth will be filled of the knowledge of the Lord as the water covers the sea.
水啊，要圣灵。
The water is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要充满。
The Holy Spirit will be filled.
我看当时啊，摩西啊，神叫摩西建造会幕。
When God told Moses to build the tabernacle.
那会幕建好的时候，他们要行了献堂典礼呀。
And when the tabernacle was completed, God asked them to sacrifice the tabernacle to Him.
当摩西举行献堂典礼的时候
，When Moses was about to offer the tabernacle,
会幕啊充满着烟雾。
There was smoke surrounding the tabernacle.
啊，祭司啊，亚伦呐、啊，他们都不能够进到里面去服侍。
And the priest Aaron was unable to enter to the tabernacle to offer.
因为里面充满着神的荣光，充满着烟雾。
Because in the tabernacle filled the glory of God.
烟雾的话，你看到什么
？And there was smoke surrounding, so they
couldn't see
anything.
所以里面看不到人的。
So in there you couldn't see anyone.
里面所看到的就是看到神而已。
All you see in there is only the glory of God.
所以在神的园地里。
So in the garden of God,
所以只看到神。
All you see is God Himself. You don't see any human being.
看不到对方的羞耻。
You don't see the shame of the other person.
你看到对方羞耻的话，就等于反射你自己，你也是自己，也是羞耻，也是赤身裸体啊。
When you see the shame of other people, it reflects back to you. It means that you see your own shame as well.
大家就会觉得很羞耻啊。
And so everyone will feel shame.
可是人都看不到对方。
So you can't see each other.
人家烟雾啊弥漫着。
Because the smoke filled the place.
我们经常讲，就说圣灵充满着大家。
So today, if the Holy Spirit filled each and every one of us,
所以看不到别人的缺点。
We don't see the weaknesses of other people.
你也看不到你自己。
You don't see yourself.
你也不知道你自己是谁。
You don't know who you are.
啊，只有看到耶稣。
Because all you see is Jesus Christ.
大家目光都在耶稣。
When all pay and turn their eyes to Jesus Christ.
只看到神所为我们预备的一切。
All you see is the preparation that God has given us.
只看到美好的。
All you see is beautiful and
complete. 因为神创造大地啊，说是很美好的。
Because God created heaven and earth, everything He saw was good.
神看的是美好的。
Because everything that He created was good.
请问大家谁敢说不好啊？
Will any one of you dare to say that what He created was not good? If God said it was good, will you dare to say that was no good?
不好意思嘛。
You probably won't dare say it.
所以大家都看不到别人缺点。
So you won't be able to see other people's weaknesses.
很喜的。
You will be joyful.
神的园地最快乐是什么？
So what is the happiest thing in the Garden of Eden?
就是赤身露体。
Is to be naked.
并不看到羞耻，并不看到自己的赤身露体。
And you will not be able to see that shame because you don't see yourself being naked. You don't feel shame.
在赤身的时候。
When you are poorly naked.
在缺乏的时候。
When you are in lack.
在困难的时候。
When you are in difficulties.
在失败的时候。
When you are in failures.
在挫折的时候。
When you are in tribulations.
你看不到他们。
You don't see anybody else.
这些都不在你的脑海里。
And they are not in your mind.
神的灵充满着你。
Because the Spirit of God fills you.
你看不到。
Allows you not to see anything.
这叫神最大的恩典呢。
And that is the greatest blessing from God.
看不到就不知道什么叫做烦恼。
Because when you don't see, you don't know what is worry.
我们跟神之间关系很好。
Because you have a good relationship with God.
我们自然地看不到别人的缺点。
And when you have that good relationship, you don't see the weaknesses of other people.
其实本来大家都是赤身露体的。
Because everyone originally we meant to be naked.
每一个人都是赤身露体的。
We are supposed to be naked.
但是我们都看不到对方。
But we can't see anybody else.
我们只看到耶稣。
Because all we see is Jesus Christ.
来，唱诗。
Let's sing him.
162.
Let's sing him 162.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们要追求喜乐，追求快乐。
We should pursue joy and we should pursue happiness.
我们要靠神的能力。
We need to rely on the strength of God.
好像保罗所说的。
Just like what Paul said.
靠主喜乐。
Is to rely on God and be joyful.
看不到自己的缺点，看不到自己的赤身露体。
You won't see your own weakness, nor will you see your own nakedness.
看不到别人的赤身露体。
You will not see other people be naked.
这要经过学习的阶段。
It's a process of learning.
我们现在求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.